We arrive at Parsha Truma, we're now 4 for 4. We've discussed a number of times in the past the fact that Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim are the main addresses in Chumash. We're focused on Yom Tovim. Chumash Shemos is the Chumash where the Torah focuses particularly on Shabbos. Parsha B'Sha'alach, Klal Yisrael as a nation first met Shabbos as a reality. The month fell doubly on a Friday and not at all on Shabbos. That's because Shabbos is unique and Shabbos is in Yisra Malacha, and Shabbos has Hachana in advance. And then Yisra and Mishpatim, each of those two following sedras, brought us back to Shabbos. And Yisra was in the context of Sarah Sadir, was many different themes, but the focus, the center, is Yisra Malacha, an expansive look at Yisra Malacha. We can't do Malacha, can't ask children to do Malacha, can't I have Davam do Malacha. Last week again, Parshas Mishpatim, once again, the focus on throughout the Sheshes and Me'amasa, one can do Malacha. Shabbos, no malacha. I can't do malacha, I can't ask an ever to do malacha. And now for the fourth sedra in a row, Parshas Truma, there's a very subtle reference to Shabbos, and it brings us back to the opening theme, moving away from the Issur Malacha, back to what the Mun was teaching Klal Yisrael. Because the Torah in Parshas Truma opens by describing various kelim that were the center of focus in the Mishkan. The Torah describes how you make a shulchan, and there's one pasuk at the end, in the parsha of the shulchan, what the function of the shulchan is. Masata l'shulchan lechem panim l'fanai sam. The Torah just tells us there's going to be a mitzvah to put lechem panim on the shulchan. The Torah here, and Truma doesn't elaborate, become Rashi tells us, take a look in parsha Samar, they'll get all the details. How you make a lechem panim, and what you do with the lechem panim. And there the Torah tells us that this hint here is a hint to Shabbos. Lechem Panim went on Shabbos, and Lechem Panim came off on Shabbos. Lechem Panim, the Mishnah described Menachas, that to be baked on Erev Shabbos, can't bake them on Shabbos. You bake them on an Erev Shabbos, the next day, the 12 loaves would be placed on the Shulchan, you remove, and they would stay there for a week. The following week, once again on Shabbos, you take off the Lechem Panim, and put on the next fresh set. And the Tanan described for us that there was a remarkable nes. Based on Pesukim in Tanakh, Tanakh described for us that the Lechem Panim were given out to Kohanim on Shabbos 8 days after it was baked. It was baked a week ago on Erev Shabbos. Lechem Chan Kiyomi Lechem. It was warm, it was fresh, as though it had come out of the oven. And that was a nes that occurred in the Beis Hamikdash. Nes that occurred on the Shulchan. The bread didn't go stale. Ki'ilu, after more than a week, Ki'ilu had been fresh. When on Shabbos, came off on Shabbos, a double connection to Shabbos. And a nace, it's a little bit parallel to what, maybe almost in miniature, the nace of Mon. Every day in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for us in a very obviously miraculous fashion. Every single member of Klal Yisrael directly came in contact, directly interfaced with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's obviously miraculous provision for us in the Midbar. When we left the Midbar, came to Beis HaMikdash, say it was more subtle. Not every Jew saw it. The Kohanim saw it. It wasn't every day. It was on Shabbos. Every Shabbos, those Kohanim that were on duty would see Lechem Panim coming off, and it had been gone on Shabbos, came off the next Shabbos, Lechem Chaim Kiyomi Lechem. Kodesh Baruch was providing for us in miraculous fashion. And there's an additional level of connection between the Man, the Shabbos of Man, and the Shabbos of Lechem Panim. That has to do with the approach that Vilna Gaon has in blending Halach and Kabbalah, blending Nigla and Nistar. The Zohar makes a reference to the fact that there's supposed to be a 12-ness about the way you eat challah on Shabbos, and that's meant to be a Zecher LaMikdash to remind us of the 12 Lacham Panim, the original Shabbos bread, the 12 Lacham Panim. So somehow we have a 12-ness about our Lechem Mishnah. How do you have 12? Lechem Mishnah is 2. So by Chassidim, the assumption is you have 2 big ones, you have 10 small bilkalach around it for a total of 12. And the Vilna Gaon understands that he thinks a misreading of the Zohar. And what it really means is 12 halves. That if each of the 3 meals of Shabbos have lechem mishnah, you cut both loaves, that's a total of 4 half loaves every meal. Altogether, the course of 3 sudos, that's 12 chatzan, 12 pieces. Vilna Gaon points out that this is both al pi nigla and al pi nistar. The Zohar, he understands, is seeing in the cutting both challahs a reference to lechem upon him. The Lagon points out it's already a machlokas harishonim, how to read a gemara in brachos.
Gemara speaks about Rabbi Zeira Batzah Kula Sheirusa. They also quote some Achlokas Rishonim. Do you only cut one loaf, either the top or the bottom, or does it mean you cut both? The idea of cutting both, Opinigla, whether that's how you, if you're supposed to have Lecha Mishnah, what makes, in what sense are you relating to both loaves? Is it enough just to hold them when you say the bracha? How about if they're just both on the table? How about if one of them is on the counter in the next room? So some Rishonim understand, and the Vilna Gaon is a proponent of this view, the only way you actually relate to both loaves in a significant way is not just to hold them and make the bracha, but to actually cut them. That's not the dominant view in Shulchan Aruch. Dominant view in Shulchan Aruch is just to cut one of the two. But the Vilna Gaon understands that it personally is a proponent of this view. And what's interesting is the notion of cutting both loaves, al pinigla, relates to Lechem Mishneh, meaning it relates to the Shabbos of Man. Al pinister, it relates to the number, finding the number 12, in other words, the connection to Lechem Panim. The Shabbos as it appears in Parshas B'Shalach, and Shabbos as it once again appears in, as alluded to, in Parshas Truman. What's interesting is it speaks to, as while Yisro Mishpatim focus on Shabbos as our opportunity and our need to step back and to not do Malacha, and part of the goal of that is to create space for us to know by stepping back from human doing and human creativity, we create space to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in our lives, which often, in a busy day, will recede and we won't notice that. In the Midbar is incredibly obvious. Every single Jew noticed that Kadosh Baruch Hu provided for us every single day. Beis HaMikdash, it was less obvious. The Kohanim had a chance to see it once a week. And we live in a time of Galus. It's incredibly inobvious. But Shabbos is our opportunity, if we think, and we watch, and process what it is that we're doing, every Shabbos gives us the opportunity as well, to notice that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us throughout the week.